As we welcome you back to the Two Guys Named Chris show, Lawyer Up is a feature with Lisa Lanier, our official attorney. She's the president of Lanier Law Group, lanierlawgroup.com, and she goes inside several legal stories. A couple of them are recaps here today that she's already talked about. Hello, Lisa. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. I hope you guys are.
Doing very well, thanks. And the two we mentioned that are throwbacks involve fast food restaurants. And Lisa, I'm the only one in America that is upset by this, but I'm screaming at the top of my lungs that I don't like this ruling. Taco John's, it wasn't even a ruling, they just got lawyered to death by Taco Bell. Taco John's, a small restaurant chain, 400 locations across the Midwest and far west, had trademarked Taco Tuesday 30-something years ago, in the late 80s, 1989. They said, Taco Tuesday is ours. Well, now, Taco Bell, a few months ago, said, I don't think so. That's just part of the lexicon. We want to use it. And they've won. You know, Taco John said, all right, fine, use it. That's it. And you explained it to us that it has become part of the language. It's Taco Tuesday. But I still believe if you trademark something, even if it becomes part of the language, and as Dave put it the other day, that's what you want. You want it to be so big that people just use it and it's your thing. If you, what's the point in trademarking it if 30 years later it becomes so popular that another bigger brand can come along and just say, well, we're going to use it now. Mm-hmm. You know, why do it? Can you speak to it, Lisa? I'm the only one. Tell me why? What?
Yeah, well, the idea is that a trademark is something unique that is not used commonly in language. And sometimes, many times, actually, it has become a thing that a trademarked brand like Kleenex. You know, Kleenex has become, that's a brand, a trademark, but it has become synonymous with tissue. In fact, probably people ask, you know, do you have a Kleenex? You know, instead of saying, you know, they don't say, do you have a facial tissue?
Right.
You know, you have a...
That's right.
And it's become the word for it. And that happens sometimes. And in those situations, you know, technically Kleenex has not, they've not lost their trademark. But this is a little bit different where Kleenex was an original word. You know what I mean? And then it just became, Taco Tuesday is actually, you know, that's a common phrase that they jumped on. And several people have tried, you know, to come along and to trademark it. And so, you can't have a trademark for just common expressions. And
So Taco Tuesday was around before somebody at Taco John said, hey, let's do a promotion and call it Taco Tuesday.
Right. You know, people have said Taco Tuesday for decades, and they didn't invent that, but they came along and trademarked it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, probably it's likely that they would have lost, but you'll never know because they just gave up. Because like we talked about, these bigger companies can just lawyer these little companies to death.
Yep.
And that's what the owner of Taco John's, he said, we are lovers, not fighters.
That's right.
And,
Chris Dib
they're lighting up fat victory cigars at Taco Bell headquarters.
Chris Dib just lit up his cigar.
Lighting him with Taco John receipts.
We just crushed another one. Good work, boys.
I'm shaking my fist for no
lighting
reason.
Lighting with a Taco John menu.
That's right. They don't care. They don't care. Let me ask you this one. Okay, I was thinking about examples. Like I gave the example of Monday Night Football. Somebody comes up with Monday Night Football at ABC, but I think what you just explained it because they came up with that. Nobody said it before they said Monday Night Football. How about, you know how Oldsmobile did the advertising, this is not your father's Oldsmobile. But now you hear everybody saying, like, this is not your father's candy factory and stuff like that. Does Oldsmobile, or can they have a copyright on that? Could I say about this radio station, this is not your father's radio station, even though it is.
And grandfather's. It most especially is.
But Oldsmobile did not invent that. And that's and so they couldn't get a trademark on that.
Oh, really?
Because people have been saying that about products also. That's another one of those expressions that people have been saying, your father's, whatever.
Well,
and side note, we don't use Kleenex at our house anymore. We're a Puffs Plus family.
You're Puffs. Cone Lotion. Could you hand me a Puffs Plus, please?
Do you Cone Lotion. Kleenex.
people will say Kleenex.
But they put the word brand at the end of it, don't they?
Kleenex brand
or Band-Aid brand.
They do.
Nobody says get me a bandage.
Yeah, Band-Aid.
Give me a Band-Aid.
Right, Band-Aid does put the word.
Right.
I remember I am stuck on Band-Aid. I think they changed that at one point, too. I am stuck on Band-Aid brand.
Yeah, they added the word brand
in there. Yeah.
I think that might be in their I don't know, they're lawyer dealings. Mm-hmm. You know how these lawyers are.
Great jingle, by the way.
I sure do.
All these lawyers.
Yeah.
See, what I don't like, what frustrates me is, I think if Taco Bell had copyrighted Taco Tuesday 40 years ago and Taco John's came at them, the same result would have happened. Taco Bell would still have it, and Taco John's couldn't use it because they just big lawyered them to death. You know, that's, they would have given up.
Yeah, well, that certainly is possible. I mean, yeah. Because, you know, these guys just, they said it's going to cost us millions to protect this, and we can't afford that.
Exactly right.
Kelly, I say let them have it. Just don't stress out about it, because you know what? It's not going to help Taco Bell. You think they're going to sell more tacos now because of Taco Tuesday? Because they have access to that term.
It's the principle.
Well, I understand the principle.
When have you stood up for the little guy ever?
Almost never.
When have you ever had principles?
Almost never.
When was the last time you ate a taco?
No, I haven't. It's been a long time since I've had a taco. Why do I care so much?
You want to die on a lot of hills and you don't care.
No. Now, this is a smaller restaurant that is being sued today because a woman went to a Thai restaurant called Coup de Thai. This is in Los Gatos, California, I believe. Anyway, a spicy appetizer there called Dragon Balls was ordered by this woman. And she even said to the waiter, I don't love spicy. Can we make it a little more mild? And he said, oh, yeah, we'll mild it down for you a little bit. But when she got it, she ate the Dragon Balls and got spicy burns all over her throat. She says her esophagus has tissue damage and her nostril has tissue damage as well. And doctors have said, oh, yeah, she's burnt up because of this and has trouble now tasting, all of those things. So she's going to sue this restaurant. This happened a couple of years ago. The restaurant says nobody else has ever complained about the spicy Dragon Balls. Do you think this woman has a good case against the restaurant, Lisa?
If she can prove that all of these chemical burns that she claims she has in her esophagus, vocal cords, and her right nostril, if she can claim all of that, and prove it, then, you know, that's the key. I mean, proving that, it seems like a stretch to me that the food, this food would have caused all these severe burns. But if she's got the medical proof, then I think she has on kind of a similar theory, like a failure to warn, or even maybe even other theories, because she asked for it to not be spicy and the chef told her he would make it not spicy. But, you know, what I don't get about people is that if you don't like spicy food, don't go to a Thai restaurant and order the spicy thing.
Okay. Boy, Biggie's nodding his head in there.
Thank you. That's exactly what I said, Lisa. I'm tired of these people
going in.
Yeah.
Yeah. They want to make it. It says this is a spicy dish.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, I want it not spicy.
Right.
We've gotten too used to this kind of thing.
Yeah. We're
catering to too much.
You're catering to bending over too much.
I just went to the menu for Coup d'etat, which, by the way, Kelly said, and I agree, it's a great name for a restaurant.
Yeah.
All their appetizers, and that's what this is, are, you know, the standard. They have chicken on a satay, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And Dragon Ball is the only thing with the Flamin' Hot Chili Pepper.
So it says it's spicy.
One thing. She needs to stick to Olive Garden. Go down the street. Go back to Olive Garden.
All right, guys. Yeah, take your basic taste somewhere else.
Objection.
It hurts.
Objection. I want the Olive Garden. I want that stricken from the record. I want the jury to disregard.
This woman wanted Dragon Balls.
If you want Dragon Balls, by golly, you want Dragon Balls.
You're more chicken Alfredo.
No, like spicy food. I think I'll order Dragon Balls.
I mean, it's in the name, Dragon. It's hot.
It's hot. It's hot.
Can I ask this?
Yeah.
Lisa, how do we know that she's not going to go find a crooked doctor to sign off and say, oh, yeah, she really got burned by these?
Mm-hmm.
Impossible.
It was the balls.
That kind of stuff really, it doesn't really happen. Doctors, like, you know, they make way too much money just doing their legit things, messing with stuff like that.
Okay. She said she felt an immediate, intense burning sensation in her mouth, throat, and nose, led to her eyes and nose watering and coughing fits as she struggled to get out of the restaurant. And now here we are 2 years later, she's still fighting this battle and has trouble tasting.
What about the defense saying, you know, everybody has their own level of heat to their body, to their mouth, their nose, and I mean, it's just different for everybody. I mean, people can eat hotter stuff than you and me.
Right.
And people can eat.
But it shouldn't go, no matter what, but no matter what you ingest at any restaurant, it shouldn't cause tissue.
It shouldn't burn.
It
shouldn't burn.
No matter what.
Permanent damage.
Right.
She has physical burns. I think that's a whole thing. Yes.
But what if
but if she just like didn't like it because it was too spicy for her taste, that's different.
That's different.
Well, what if I've got 15 other customers that ordered it and they didn't have any issues?
Well, they said they've had a million other customers order it and never had an issue.
I mean, like that day, that batch.
It's still, I don't know. I don't, you know, my theory on it, Lisa, is that she did what Biggie hates and you also dislike and said, hey, can you make it mild? And the waiter went back there and said, I'll show her mild and doubled up.
Right.
You know, and that
made
that,
it work.
That's
yeah,
what I'm thinking.
Day.
Yeah.
She yeah, said,
she
could very well be.
She went home and a gallon of ice cream.
Well, now she's big as a house.
Doesn't matter. And she's gained weight. She's gained, all she's eating is dairy.
Now she can't get through the courthouse door.
All she's doing is eating dairy. She can't.
Just choking down ice cream.
It's awful. She had a gallon of Breyer's ice cream on the way home.
Oh, my God. It's Rocky Road. It's going to tear her up worse.
I'll have Rocky Road, but take out the marshmallows.
It's terrible. It's awful.